What's occurring?
Hi, Colin.
Hi, buddy.
You right?
Yeah, good.
Are you ready?
Yeah, always.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today, you'll be playing against my friend Chappers here.
Hello.
Okay, first situation, play along at home, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
I seem to remember you being quite good at this.
I took a one last night. I only get called in when there's no one better in the
That's
building.
That's not true,
Colin. Oh, it is. I know my
true.
Place.
That isn't true.
See if he's in early. See if the graveyard bloke's in early. We'll get him in. What do you call him?
What's his name?
James Nesbitt or something. Get him in. I know my place.
Right, first one. You know, we were saying the other day how during the Super Bowl, which I found strangely fascinating.
It was good, except for the third quarter. You would have noticed that. That was a bit slow.
I had no idea what was going on.
It's all about clock management, wasn't it?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
We were saying there was a 1 second ad during the Super Bowl, and we're saying in the credit crunch that might be the way to go because, was it $3 million it cost?
$3 million for a 30 second spot.
That's right, yeah.
So, we've been on the streets of Great Britain today. What do you think is the best TV ad ever made? Best TV ever.
I know what the official greatest ad is ever that won the poll on the telly was the Guinness one with the horses.
Would that really?
Yeah, that one. The
I'll go for that.
I know. I get to go first. Right, I'm the visit.
Yeah,
I'm the guest.
Yeah,
the monkey, the ape playing the drums for the Cadbury's.
Oh, that's good.
That's got to be my one. Is that what you're going to go for?
No, I was going to go for the Tampax one when they're on roller skates and Dr. Alban's playing.
It's my life.
Yeah.
I said, do you remember the one went to Venice and she ran out of film for a camera and she leant across the bed? I had the hots for her the whole time that ad campaign ran, which is weird because the tech needs a Tampax advert. But I really fancy it.
I'd like to go for Ocean Finance where they run through that
the
finish
worst.
Line.
Oh, do you voice that?
Or Moon Pig.
What's the one with the stupid dog that you just want to kick?
Churchill.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Not Andrex, I presume. That'd be wrong.
Right, so we're onto the streets and we ask people on the streets, well, just outside really, what is the most popular, no, what is the best TV show in the world ever? Most popular answer, what do you think it was?
Advert.
Go on, you go.
I'm going for the Cadbury's, the one with the monkey.
Okay, so you think that was the most popular answer?
It's a gorilla, yeah.
The advert with the gorilla, okay.
I think they might go for the Peter K. John Smith one.
That's a Avit.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
What is the best TV ever, ever?
What do you think the best TV ever that's ever been made is? The Halifax, where they're all with the chewing gum, and then they're singing,
Art!
Who gives you extra, like that, and then they're all dancing around on the roofs of all the buildings, and then it's got the big fat man, and he's just like waddling around and singing it. Oh, how does it go? Who gives you extra? Dun, dun, Halifax gives you extra. That one, yeah, that's how it went, yeah.
Best one I think is the Haribo one. The dad's eating all of the Haribos. It's a good advert,
The Cadbury's eyebrow thing, you know which one I mean? The two little kids and their eyebrows are going crazy, then she whacks out that balloon and, yeah.
Yeah.
The Tesco ones.
What happens in those?
When it says, our prices are cheaper.
What do you think the best TV advert that's ever been made is?
The best TV advert? I can't remember what it is, about the cherry. I can't remember what it is.
What's
I don't know. Oh, no, I like the one with all the everything that changed it, to bunny rabbits, and it's really colourful and all the balls come out of the sky. I don't know what it's for, and when that guy jumps off his balcony and he bounces into the pavement, and then the one where he can touch it through the window.
What do you think is the best TV advert that's ever been made?
It's the little cars that are running along the bar. Sliding off the matchboxes and going through the glasses. They're brilliant.
I don't know.
Probably one with loads of noise in it and crazy frog and it's ring 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 doing these crazy little frog noises. Ring 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 ring. And then they made it into a whole disco thing. It's ding 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 ding.
Okay, brilliant.
One for Big Booger.
What's that? Sorry?
The TV adverting for Big Booger. It's my favorite one.
What do they sell?
Beer. Well, you see the national team of Germany on it, all drinking a beer and say Prost England.
And that's your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Wow. Right. Wow. You've got to stop going to Stupid Street to do this.
Yeah. Why change?
I got the closest because they said the follow-up ad to the gorilla ad is the one with the eyebrows, not the canvas, wow, the point here. But I know.
Neither of you said big booger, though, did you?
No.
No.
To be honest, I'm quite happy to have come nowhere near what any of that lot said.
Who likes the Crazy Frog ad? Who likes
Halifax?
Halifax. Hart from Halifax is a Liverpool fan, right? We were in Athens for the European Cup final, and he walked into the fan area, and 10,000 people started singing "Who Gives You Extra?"
I must get old.
Not to him, he loved it.
No one gets a point.
Oh,
what?
What's the pudding?
Oh, okay, you're a guest. You can have 1 point for saying Cadbury's.
Cadbury's, yeah.
You can have that.
You know, delicious. You know Gordon Ramsay?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of F words in his show the other day. Yeah. It's all over the papers, bit of a fiasco. I've got another question for you, though.
Yeah.
How many F words were on last Sunday's Antiques Roadshow? Chappers.
So any word begin with F? Like furniture's going to be in there.
Uh-oh.
I want to make a list of some of the...
How much do you get? Four.
Or is furniture...
Four. I'm going to go 73.
73 F words in the Antiques Roadshow. Colin.
Fortune. Old fogies. That would be in there.
Yep. He's actually trying to work this out.
He really is.
I know.
Well, you know, as somebody who's had experience now in Dictionary Corner on Countdown, broadcasting March 9th in the following week. That's fun.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Fun. There's another one.
After how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's never used in the Antique Build Show.
An answer?
I don't know. What should you go for?
I 73. Can't remember now.
How long's the programme?
Half an hour? Oh, it's an hour.
It's an hour. Mm. There's definitely going to be... So that's 58 minutes in the BBC, so I'll go 150.
150. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's some F words on the Antiques Roadshow last Sunday.
It was familiar for flooring, 50.
Few folk and fun, funded
forget.
Friend, figurine.
And third in the figures for as far as flesh, 15.
1500.
This figure, the 4000.
In French,
fled.
15 feature of 1500.
Fantastic.
1500.
First, file. Fabulous furniture, 50.
Fabulous.
40.
Fourth, 48.
48.
And fantastic.
Fabulous.
4 o'clock.
For Friday the 1st.
Frivolous.
First aid.
First aid.
Fantastic.
Favourite first aid.
Fife. In Fife, famous. The Fife Fruit 500.
Family. Four times.
Four times as well.
Do you want to hear all these?
Yes. Fantastic stuff.
From the famous family. French. The French, France, empire.
Fantastic.
Family. Before the first, for not.
For this fellow man.
France. Very in France. Fit.
Feather.
Feather. Four feathers. Feelings that.
Felt.
Feely.
Feel sad.
Feather letter.
Five.
Felt me.
Fancy dress.
Fantastic.
Feather letter.
Fancy dress party.
Fancy dress party.
Such fun.
First World War.
From the 19th.
Fabulous. And just.
Frank. Real old. Fighter.
Frank Feather.
Fame.
Very famous.
Film made of your book.
Of the four.
£5,000 or £6,000
for him.
This is Radio 1.
For the 4 years.
4 years.
Father.
Four.
What a find.
Family.
Feast of folk art.
I found
so much
left.
Family.
Family.
You're getting bored now.
How much is left?
Family.
Farmer.
20 seconds.
What a fantastic story.
Do you know
the figure?
Yeah. Just call it then.
222.
Yes!
Oh. What's the kidding?
Whitewash coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fiona Bruce sounded like a right potty mouth at the start of that.
And I like, fancy dress.
That's good.
Oh, was that a fancy dress party? Picked up a Chippendale. I do like it. Do you bet the money when you watch it?
No. What?
Everyone bets the money when they watch. You
what
guess
money?
How much, well, right, when they're looking at something, then I would go, right, Chappers, what do you reckon? And he'd go, I think it's worth 200 quid.
Yeah.
And he bets 20p, and then I go, well, I think it's worth 600, and I bet the 20p.
Right, okay.
Do you not do that?
No, I
everybody
don't do
does that.
That.
The royal family do that.
Do it?
Yeah.
Right. He's that posh, though, everything in his house could be in the Antiques Roadshow, so he doesn't. He knows the price.
That looks Edwardian to me.
One more. you know Twitter?
That's nonsensical, pointless website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday, and we've got a celebrity Twitterer here, okay? Who's been doing some statuses. Basically, I have got Ant from upstairs to read out this celebrity Twitterer, but you just got to tell me who it is, okay?
Excellent.
First person to get it right gets the point. Okay, so here's...
Can you guess more than once?
Yes.
Okay. Stephen Fry.
Okay, I haven't played it yet.
Oh, yeah, but he's the famous Twitterer.
He is. Oh, Philip Schofield twitters a lot.
Jonathan Ross, he twitters.
Right, first one.
Bid on my backyard shed on E. Online.
Guy from the streets, Mike Skinner.
Philip Schofield.
No.
On E.
Next.
I'm back, being a busy. I'll start following people, but they gotta be homies. You dig?
Back being a busy... Is it PC Stamp from The Bill?
No, it's not.
Is it Juliet Bravo? What? I don't watch much TV.
No.
Is it Dempsey Makepeace?
No.
Have your friends add me. You gotta do it, Jack.
You gotta do it, Jack?
Yeah.
Jack Frost? I know.
Is it David Jason?
No.
That's who I was gonna go for. Is it Des Lynam?
It's not Des Lynam, no.
Why don't you say it like it's obvious?
You've got the answer in front of you.
Who's down to ride with Dog?
Is it Liam Hylett from The Prodigy?
No. Is it Westwood?
Who's down to ride?
That's good.
With
is
Dog?
It?
Not Westwood.
Oh.
Well then, is it like Nahal or is it
No. Someone from the rap world.
What?
From the rap world.
Who's down to ride with
Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg.
Is the correct answer! Colin Murray whitewashes today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done.